Heading, Work in the Australasian Cities. Subheading, Many Souls from Sydney. There is a work to do all over the world. And as we near the time of the end, the Lord will impress many minds to engage in this work. If you are able to use your influence in setting in operation the work that needs to be done in Sydney, many souls will be saved who have never yet heard the truth. The cities are to be worked. The saving power of God is to go forth through them as a lamp that burneth. Letter 79, 1905. Subheading, Opportune Evangelism in Sydney. There is now a more decided work to be done in Sydney and the vicinity. All the suburbs are in a better condition to be worked than at any former period, and the advantages now presented in doing medical missionary work need more calculation and experience brought into the management of the work. There are many branches that will grow out of the plant now made in Sydney, and every line of work needs experienced managers that part may unite with part, making a harmonious whole. Letter 63A, 1898. Subheading, Promises More in Some Lands. The medical missionary work promises to do more in Australia than it has in America to open the way for the truth to gain access to the people. May the Lord's people now heed the invitations of God's opening providence and realize that it is an opportune time to work. Letter 41, 1899. Subheading, Every Town and Village to Hear. There are many places to be worked. Every town or village on the railway is to have the message the Lord has given us. We cannot stop to rejoice over a few victories. We must press the battle to the very gate. The Lord has never left himself without a witness. The truth must be presented in the different suburbs of Newcastle. At times we may have to speak in the open air. I have done this on two Sunday afternoons with good results. There is Auburn, a place 8 miles from Currumbong, where they have secured a church in which I am to speak as soon as I can find time, which will be next Sunday or 1 week from Sunday. If they had not given us permission to speak in the churches, we should have held a meeting in the open air. Letter 76, 1899. Subheading, Experience in the Rural Areas. We are now holding meetings in the open air. I have spoken twice recently to 90 people at Dora Creek, a place 3 miles from Currumbong, and 2 weeks ago last Sunday at Martinsville in a grassy paddock, to 60 souls. Planks had been arranged in a half circle for seats. Some were seated on rugs on the grass. Others were in carriages just outside the fence. There was no other way to reach these people but by holding open-air meetings. There seemed to be a deep interest manifested by some. Two or three are now on the point of deciding, and the ripening fields are all ready for the harvest. Unless we make decided effort to go outside our own immediate circle to meet the people where they are, we shall miss the saving of many souls. There's not the least chance of getting into the little rough churches in the bush. We have been refused all chance to speak to the people in this way. But in the Lord's great temple, the open air, the heavens our dome and the earth our floor, we can obtain hearers who would otherwise not hear. We feel intensely over the matter of lifting the standard of truth in these places. The people have no shepherd. The state church in Currumbong stands locked week after week, and the people hear no preaching. We see that there is a great work to be done in out-of-the-way places in the open air. I have an appointment for such a meeting next Sunday afternoon at Dura Creek. We have now two places where these meetings are held. Letter 79, 1899. Subheading, Experience in Reaching Those Who Would Not Enter a Hall. I see so much to do. I cannot see any place where I can let go my hold. Souls are perishing, and I must help them. I speak in the church and out of the church. We drive out into the country places and speak in the open air because the prejudice against the truth is so great that the people will not consent to our speaking in little rough houses where they assemble for worship. On Sunday, we went to Dora Creek, 3 miles away, and spoke to the people in the open air. About 90 persons were gathered there, and I had much freedom in presenting to them Christ as the great healer and wonderful teacher. All listened with interest. By this means, I can reach a class who will not come to any hall or meeting house. We have good singing. Letter 74, 1899. Subheading, a great work called for in New Zealand. We can see a great work to be done in this field and long to have facilities to work with. I will speak of Wellington. It is a place where churches are abundant and there are plenty of ministers. This is the capital and great center of New Zealand. A mission should be established here. A church, if ever so humble, should be erected. Letter 9A, 1893. Subheading, Cities of Europe, Australia, and Regions Beyond. There is now means tied up that should be in use for the unworked cities in Europe, Australia, and America, and in the regions beyond. These cities have been neglected for years. The angels of God are waiting for us to give our labors for their inhabitants. From town to town, from city to city, from country to country, the warning message is to be proclaimed, not with outward display, but in the power of the Spirit, by men of faith. Manuscript 11, 1908.